Homily for Monday, the 9th of January. Today is the feast of the baptism of the Lord Christ. And this feast actually ends or completes our Christmas celebration. We will begin ordinary time. But today what I'd like to do is to give you the homily that I gave for the Feast of the Epiphany, which was Sunday. The reason I hope will become clear in the homily itself, Epiphany is really central to the whole Advent Christmas cycle. And so I hope that the homily will help you to understand why and what we celebrate and have been celebrating during these last weeks. We're in the middle of the Christmas season. To appreciate today's Feast of the Epiphany, it might help to see the whole season as a four-act play. In any four-act play, the climax comes in the third act. If you go home after the second act, then you might as well not have come to the theater. So, Advent was Act One. Act Two came with Christmas. And now with today's Feast of the Epiphany, we've come to Act Three. It gives us the reason for the whole season. Epiphany explains Christmas. The word Epiphany means shine upon. It means making clear what has been hidden. On Christmas, there's an explosion of light. The eternal Word of God appears in the flesh, in a babe found in a feeding trough. The Epiphany tells us what this great explosion of light shines upon, what it makes clear. The Magi represent genuine truth seekers from every age and culture. And so, what does the Christmas light shine upon so seekers can truly see? What basic truth becomes clear to these seekers as they look on the babe in the manger? An early Christian church theologian by name Peter Chrysologus answers, "The Magi see man in God and God in man. The light of Christmas shines on human flesh, on the babe's flesh, and on our own. It makes clear that the human, Jesus, and people like you and me, we all are the way God makes himself present. The Epiphany, the great shining clarification, is that God expresses himself in Jesus and continues to express himself in us. Judaism offers a rich heritage to help us understand our lives as Christians. The following parable comes from that ancient tradition and wisdom. A rabbi posed a question to his students. How can you tell when the night has ended and day is beginning to dawn? A student answered, when you can see an animal in the distance and tell whether it's a sheep or goat. No, answered the rabbi, quickly and firmly. Then all the students spoke up. How then can you tell when night has ended and day is beginning? And the rabbi answered in this way. It is when you can look into the face of another and see that they are your brother and sister. If you cannot do this, then no matter what time it is, for you, it is still night. That's the beautiful truth Judaism has given us. Our rabbi, and let's call him by his proper Jewish name, Yeshua Bar Yosef, he would add this. You can tell when the night is ended and the day I dream of is dawning. When you can look into one another's faces and there see Emmanuel. There see God with us. See God's own presence in human flesh. I dream of the shining dawn, when you can look at one another and there see the living Christ. See me. Epiphany celebrates Jesus' truth. People, just as people, are God's holy home. It tells us plainly, God's presence arrives for all to see in the stuff of our real lives. And so the call and the challenge. We must let the Word become flesh in our own real lives. And so we sing and we pray. O come, Emmanuel.